Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Claudia in Farmington Hills. Claudia asks, in a house closing, are all credits and debits to buyer and seller required to be written in closing paperwork? The loan officer emailed my wife saying that he is waiving the tax service fee. I called the loan officer and asked him to put it in a formal document and sign it. He refused, saying the email was good enough. First, Claudia, a tax service is usually charged by the loan servicing company, which is often a third-party fee. It does need to be disclosed on the good faith estimate. If this fee changes, the good faith estimate must be redisclosed. Based upon your narrative, the email is evidence in writing that he is waiving the fee. However, he may not have the authority to approve said waiver. Contact his manager, and if it escalates, contact the state. Loan officers and mortgage companies are regulated by state and federal laws. The next question is from Anonymous in Grant, Michigan. They ask, my mother, father, and I are on a quit claim deed with survivorship. My mom passed and my father remarried. Do I still have the rights to the deed? Generally, a recorded quit claim deed will prevail, provided that the grantor language, right of survivorship, is expressed properly. Additionally, you say that there is a last will. What relevance this actually has to the deed is uncertain in light of a properly drafted and recorded deed. It is important enough to seek the assistance of a real estate attorney to review the deed. I hope that helps. The final question today is from Mario. Mario says, the advertisement for the property listed 426 feet times 215 feet, but would be redrawn to 500 feet times 250 feet. After receiving the purchase order, the lines are surveyed at 395 feet times 220 feet. What now? So, Mario, the legal description was misrepresented in the home listing. Unless you made the listing document itself as part of the purchase agreement, it cannot be relied upon, and the seller is not liable to you for the stated lot size. You did your due diligence by having the property surveyed. There should be a contingency period in which you can either move forward or cancel the transaction. You should also have your earnest money returned, or if you determine if the price is appropriate for the lot size, you have the option to move forward. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel,